Jared Davis joins us as the Edmonton Rush looking to go 9-0. First time ever in history of the entire league a team could go 9-0. That's got to be a good goal to set for a team. Jarrett, I'm guessing, I know that last week Chris Corbeil didn't hide the fact that the players were talking about tying the record at 8-0. I'm guessing you guys are talking just as openly about beating the record.
Yeah, well, honestly, I think Chris might be in some sort of secret society with the team talking about the record, because to be honest, I don't think that it was mentioned too much or when I was around. But yeah, we're trying to win every game. I think if anyone doesn't plan to win every game, then they're underestimating how good they are. So as a team, we're extremely excited about what we've accomplished, and we continue to try to just keep winning games and get better.
Everybody wants to win every game, but you never do. You've never won 8 in a row to start a season, though, Jared. And you were here last year. You know, just the body language and the confidence of this team is completely different. Winning gives you a lot more confidence. Talk about the offense, because I know Mark Matthews is clearly a go-to guy for you, but this is really being offense by committee. You know, you've got some rookies, Church and Lowen, who are stepping up with big game. You know, you've had an 8-point game this year. Corey Conway led the team in scoring offensively last game. How much fun is it when there's maybe that internal challenge amongst the guys to see who can maybe have the most points on any given night?
Yeah, it's great, and it's funny because it's not a challenge. It's just it's so much camaraderie with us. And even last game, Corey on the bench, you know, he was getting a lot of playing time. He's doing really well on the power play, and so he's encouraging me to get out there and play more. So even when he's, you know, our top producer for the night, he's still looking down the bench to get other guys going. So that's basically how it's been with us all year long. Just everyone is having a blast, and it's really easy when you're winning. So hopefully we continue to win and we don't have to face any adversity right now, but things are going great.
What do you see as the big difference from your offense this year to last year?
I think maturity is one thing, definitely. You know, we've added a couple pieces, big pieces with Lowen and Church, and also a coaching change. I think there's a little bit more structure and everyone's buying into the system. Last year we had Todd Lorenz, who did a great job for us, and then halfway through we had a change, and with that comes a little bit of growing pains. But this year we basically had a very similar system to what we ran last year. It's just gotten a little bit more complex, and we've had basically 2 years now to work with it, and we're starting to see some payout with it.
The other thing I've noticed, Jared Davis joins us from the Rush, other 8-0, looking to go 9-0. You guys are coming out of in the first quarter. You know, you've outscored by almost a goal, well, actually more than a goal against every other team in the first quarter alone this season. Hot starts weren't the forte of your team last year. Why this year?
That's tough to say. I think, you know, really at the beginning of the year, we really wanted to focus on winning at home. I think the fans have been great. We're getting motivated for games. Even our organization has done a great job with, you know, bringing in George St. Pierre, and it makes us a little bit more excited in the room. But I don't know what the secret recipe is. I think that we've just been basically trying to take control of the game and not play into other teams, which maybe that's what we're doing last year. But this year we have so much confidence in ourselves that we're just going out playing our game and making teams catch up to us rather than us try to catch up and play after them.
Now, Jared, maybe this is a mental thing, or maybe it's a decision in the attack, but last year when you guys would have a lead at times, 2 or 3 goal lead, sometimes it seemed you would sit back. That hasn't been the case this year. You guys have really, you know, put the foot down. You know, you've won close games because a lot are close, but you've had 4 blowouts this year. That's something that this team hasn't happened. Is there more of a killer instinct? Has that been talked about this year?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that comes with learning. Last year, we weren't able to close out games that we should have won, and specifically that Washington game in the playoffs.
Yep.
That was a game that we took, you know, we played back, and I think that happens to a lot of teams in this league. You get up and you think that the game's over early in the game, but lacrosse is such a momentum game, and if you don't, you know, twist a knife, so to speak, you leave yourself open for a comeback, and it happened to us. We learned the hard way last year, and so this year we're making sure that we're not going to make that mistake again.
You guys played Vancouver earlier in the year. You had an outstanding second half, not a very good first half. Of course, only scoring 1 goal. I don't know what was said at halftime, but clearly it worked. Now, I know there, you know, you had some good looks and their goaltender was solid early on, but you never want to be down 7-1 at the half in lacrosse like you were. What do you see that you guys need to do different in the first half on Saturday to avoid being behind?
I think we're going to have to come out to a strong start. You know, what you just talked about has been true in all the games except for against Vancouver. I think they just wanted it more than we did. You know, at that point we were undefeated, and I think we have a little bit of a target on our backs now. Every win it gets a little bit bigger, so expect Vancouver, they've been off for 3 weeks, to come out really strong and want to prove that they're still an elite team in this league. But it's up to us to make sure that we match their intensity, match their will, and just take them out early and hopefully get our fans involved in the game. And then, hopefully just twist the knife is kind of the mentality we're going after right now.
Jared, Davis Ford of the Rush joins us. They're looking to go 9-0 this Saturday night at Rexall. Jared, due to the way the schedule is, you guys don't have a lot of practice time. You get one, maybe two practices a week. How's the intensity level at practice this year? You guys have the best defensive group in the league. And so for you guys, I know Mark Matthews says, it's better for him to go against them. How intense is it? How much of a challenge is it, offense against defense, in practice?
It's so frustrating going against our defense. And even we practice at LaDuke, so it's a small arena, and they just absolutely annihilate us, and they start to celebrate. So it starts to turn into more of a competition, and we go after them, and just as much as they go after us. And I think they've made, Kyle Rubish and Chris Corbeil, Brett Mitzke have made the defense so much better on our team, the new guys like Nick Village, but they've also made our offense so much better. Mark Matthews always jokes about if he ever gets traded, if Rubish gets traded, he's going with him because he doesn't want to play against him ever because he's seen what he does in practice. So it's really starting to become competitive, and we have to make sure that we're on top of that. And Coach Keenan really, at the beginning of practice, always sets the tone, and we go after it, not for a long time, but we make sure we get the most out of it.
And I was going to ask you that, Jared. Does the coach set it? But then it's up to the players to maintain it. And you're a veteran. You got a letter. Are you the guy who says, guys, practice isn't fast enough. We got to challenge each other. We got to be better. Is it the coach or the players or both?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's a committee. The biggest thing is our leaders. I'll call out Chris Corbeil. He leads by example. He does say something. He'll remind us when we're not going hard, but it's so easy to look around and you see, a two-time MVP, a rookie of the year. These guys going so hard that if you're not going hard, you're the odd man out. I've been on teams before where if you go hard, you're the odd man out, and people tell you to take it down a notch. Well, this team is a little bit opposite, where if you're the one who's dogging it, it's really easy to tell. And if you want to be the outcast, if you don't want to be the outcast, you got to start working as hard as the top players on our team.
Jared Davis from the Edmonton Rush joining us. Jared, you mentioned you guys haven't talked a lot about it, but anytime you have an opportunity to go into the record books, that has to be a little extra motivation.
Yeah, I think so. But to be honest with you, Jason, I think our only goal this year is to win the championship. If we go undefeated, that's a nice footnote to it. But records are going to be broken. And, I talked to Corey Conway about this after the game. He was kind of excited that we won when Noah tied the record. But that record's going to get broken. It doesn't matter if we go undefeated. Someone else is going to do it along the way. So, personally, I don't care too much about it. I think it's great for the buzz around the city, and the media attention we've been getting is awesome. But our goal this year is to bring a championship to Edmonton. And no matter what our record shows, we'll be disappointed unless we bring that home to you guys.
Well, you're almost halfway there to having the first ever home playoff date for the Rush, and you guys talked about wanting to be better at home, and so far you've been perfect. Best of luck trying to continue that Saturday night.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jason.